familiar passage in Scripture that says, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples. And that's kind of a summary of the mystery of redemption. It's like a little allegory. He took bread means he took our humanity. He blessed it. He united his divinity to our humanity. He broke it on Calvary. His body was broken for us. And he gave it to his disciples. That's the Eucharist. That's Holy Communion. He distributes his own self-giving love to us in the sacrament of Holy Communion. Today's gospel, there's also a little analogy for the Mass. Like in John's Gospels, there's no institution narrative, no Last Supper passage as in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. But it's in today's gospel that John explains the Mass. It begins, a large crowd followed him. Jesus is magnetic. He's attractive. Large crowds have followed him from across the centuries. And even to the present day, Jesus Christ attracts large crowds. And he went up the mountain. The mountain is the place of encounter with God. It's the place of communion with God, like Moses went up the mountain and received the Ten Commandments. Jesus was transfigured on the mountain. Okay. On the mountain, man ascends and God descends. Like, coming to church, they say, earth touches heaven at the Mass. Man ascends, God descends. It's the meeting place between humanity and divinity. So every Mass is that encounter with God. We ascend, God descends. And from the top of the mountain, you can hear a lot clearer and see a lot further. Okay? It's easier to think from the top of the mountain. It's easier to think in the presence of the Blessed Sacrament. The next detail says, okay, after they climbed the Mount of God's glory, they sat down. Jesus himself sat down and the disciples sat around him. Sitting is the position of teacher. Like at universities, they have the chair of such and such a professor. Okay, it's an ancient practice that the one who teaches sits and the disciples gather at his feet. Students sit at his feet. Well, Jesus sits with his disciples. The word disciples means students. Okay? That's actually the liturgy of the word. Okay? In the gospel, through the Mass, God speaks to us, and we're his students. We're formed. The liturgy of the word is where we sit at the feet of Jesus, and he teaches us. The next line says, the Jewish feast of Passover was near. Okay. That's the liturgy of the Eucharist. That's the Passover. Because what is the Passover? The Passover is the feast of liberation from slavery. It's also a sacred meal. Okay. So at every Mass, we celebrate our liberation from slavery to sin. And that sacrifice, like we say, the Mass is the sacrifice of the lamb, but and afterward we consume the lamb of God. We feed on his self-giving love. So we say the Mass is the sacrifice of the lamb. And Jesus recognized in the large crowds a hunger. And it was beyond a human hunger. Like, the whole human race is hungry for life, for truth, for joy, for meaning. We try to satisfy our hunger in ways that don't fulfill us, okay? We try to satisfy our desires sometimes through sin. But only the Eucharist can satisfy us. Like you say, there's that Mick Jagger sings, I can get no satisfaction. Because we don't find satisfaction in lust. We don't find satisfaction in greed. We don't find satisfaction in anything in this world because we were made for God. As St. Augustine said, O Lord, you have made us for yourself, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. So the Eucharist satisfies that deep spiritual hunger for truth, for life, and for love. And then our Lord distributes the loaves and the fishes, and everyone has their fill. Like we say, that's the liturgy of Holy Communion. Finally, humanity can find satisfaction. We find our satisfaction in Jesus Christ alone, because only God can fill us. Like they say, God made us like donuts, that we have this big empty spot in the middle of us, this big void, and only God can fill that void. And after everyone has had their fill, there's 12 wicker baskets left over. We cannot exhaust the treasures of the Eucharist. Okay? We receive communion, but there's so much more than we can ever absorb. Okay? It's more than we can consume when we receive Him in Holy Communion. Scripture calls it the supersubstantial bread. It's like taking a drink from a fountain. Okay? We're satisfied when we leave the fountain, but there's so much more left over. Okay? We could never exhaust it. 12 wicker baskets are symbol. 12 is a symbol of a great number, of a multitude. Okay? So at every Mass, we come together as disciples, sit at the Master's feet, that's the liturgy of the Word. We celebrate the Passover from death to life, from sin to grace, that's the liturgy of the Eucharist. And then we feed on His self-giving love. We consume the Lamb of God, who takes away the sins of the world. And we leave fortified, better able to unite ourselves to His self-sacrifice, better capable to unite the amen of my life to the amen of His life on the cross.